Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
so beautiful to start a fresh week. Chadash labkarim, rabem unasecha. The power of the Jewish people, the power of each and every one of us. As Shlomo spoke so beautifully Thursday night about the power of renewal. Aveira is Malashan Avar. Aveira is I'm stuck in my past. I can't get out of my past. I'm stuck. And I'm not able to refresh myself. It's part of the Yira. It's part of the fear of these days is the angst. Oh, you know what? I'm going to read it. Is the angst. I don't have it. Simcha. Is Simcha Plotzker? You sent me the... Can we just read that for a second? You know what? Keep it for. Send it to Ruvenio. Do you have your phone? Yeah. I just want to. I'm going to start off with this. We were talking about. Thank you. Simcha Plotzker, everybody. Simcha Plotzker.
Simcha Plotzker. Simcha Plotzker.
This is the theme of what I want to talk about. Sort of a hakdama to what I want to talk about. Thank you, Simcha. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, beautiful, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world, I'm going to add, and does not serve you as well. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you, which we'll talk about. It's not just in some of us, it's in each and every one of us, to let our own light shine. And when we shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. The Pasuk says, so powerful. Few Pesukim. I'm just reading this week's Parsha. It's like I get so excited. Sunday, we just came off of Kisavo, the Tochacha, which I don't get so excited about, the rebuke. I get excited about this. Obviously, every pasuk in Torah, every word is the same and so holy. But in the beginning of the Parsha, in Nitzavim, it says, Parak Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos, and we sang it before, Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayom, this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Torah, the mitzvah of Tshuva, which is one and the same, Lo Nefles Hi Memcha V'loi, I'm just reading the Bible, I'm reading the Torah, HaKadosha, it's not far from us, it's not far, Lo B'Shamayim Hi, it's not in the heavens, that a person could say, I can't get there. V'yichena lov yashmenu asav anasena. As the Satmar Rebbe said, when they landed on the moon, and everyone was all excited, and the news. What? Oh, that's a conspiracy theory? Okay. I don't know. Let's assume they landed on the moon. Even if they didn't land on the moon, the fact that there was a whole... The fact that there's a whole thing, right? They landed on the moon. So the tzaddik says, the tzaddik gives the right perspective how we're supposed to look at life. Who cares that man landed on the moon? What's the difference that man is landing, right? They have all these projects of going to the moon, Mars, spending billions and billions of dollars. Not that it doesn't affect me at all. Just making a point. The tzaddikim say, who cares that they're on the moon? The whole point is to be here on earth. It's about figuring out how to live on earth. It's It's not about living over there. It's about living here as we talk about marriage. It's not about, okay, when I'm married. It's about learning here, right now. It's not far. Lo me'ever layam. It's not across the sea. Lemar mi'aver lanu ala ever ayam bikachena lanu. Right? Is this incredible? The Torah, Hashem is talking to us, as the Rugged Shavuot Rebbe says. The Rugged Shavuot says, when we daven, we're talking to Hashem. And when we learn Torah, Hashem is talking to us. Hashem is communicating to us. He's communicating to me and you 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah during this holy, holy, powerful time. What is the Torah? Just simple pshat. What's it saying? Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'oi. Doesn't say ki karov elecha hadavar. Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od. It's very, 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 very close. As I heard once a pshat, why during Shmon Esrei? During Pesukei Dezimra and the Birchas of Kriya Shema, people daven loud. You daven, especially by the Chassidim, they daven loud and loud and loud. Shmon Esrei, you're not allowed to daven loud. You're not allowed to. You're supposed to whisper, quiet. So I heard pshat from someone, because Hashem's ear is right by your lips. No reason to scream. He's literally sitting right next to you. So you could just talk like this and he can hear you. You don't have to. I'm sorry? Yeah, so good. You're getting closer and closer and closer. The tachlis is, good question. The tachlis is, right, you're getting close. As Johnny always says, you could be close, but I want to get closer. That's what we're going to talk about. You get closer. I'm close to Hashem, but I want to get closer. I want to get closer to Hashem. You're close to yourself. You get close to yourself. I want to get closer and closer. I want to get to know myself more and more. Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od. Listen to what the Eved Ezra says. I'm going to learn a little Mesillas Yesharim. It's not my, not the forum always to learn a piece during this shir and talking. We usually do that after Maariv. But I think it's so powerful. The Eved Ezra says, Beficha ubilvavcha la'soisai. Your mouth, your heart, to do it. To do the mitzvahs, to do tshuva, to do teshuva. What is tshuva? How's tshuva translated? They translate tshuva as repentance. Right? I don't even know. Yeah, exactly. We don't even know how it's translated. That's geula. Tshuva is, right? I don't know what that means. That's not what it means. Tshuva means to return. Ki karov elecha adavar ma'od. It's so close for me to return to myself, to return to Hashem. It's one of the biggest things that I think I'm right, and I see more. I think I'm right. Not that I'm trying to be right. I just think I am right. That the biggest Gehenim is going to be after 120 is that you're actually fine. You were actually innocent 99.9% of the time, and you're like, wait, hold up. I built my whole life based on this whole presumption that I'm guilty. I'm actually innocent. Wait, if I went back in time and I could live myself and live my life as I'm innocent, how would I live my life? Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od b'fichu b'vavcha la'asoisai. Let's say you had a dream. Let's say someone came to you in a dream. Avram Avinu, where he came to someone else in a dream and told you about your friend and says, by the way, you're totally clean, you're totally forgiven. You told it, which we'll talk about Yom Kippur. You'll see how much resistance there's going to be. I'm sure there's some triggers going on right now saying, I'm clean, I'm forgiven. It can't be, it can't be, it can't be. Well, the Pasuk, the Torah says pretty clear. Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od b'ficho b'lvavcha la'asoisai. Eben Ezra says, Shekol ha-mitzvahs. This is not like 2026. You could look up when the Eben Ezra was alive. Shekol ha-mitzvahs. Ikram Halev. Ikram, the main part of the mitzvahs, are the heart. As the Mesillas Yesharim says, Va'amam kvar yadata, I had Morty sing it Friday night. Shahanirtze yoyser ba'avoydes haboyre. And this is within the Morty, this is within the first 8 prakim, so no one's exempt. If it's in the 15th parak, you can say, they told us not to learn it. We're not supposed to learn it. Maybe because it's too good to be true. Shahanir to Yosef Avodas Haboyra Yisparach is what? Shmai Hu Chefetz Halev Uchukas HaNeshama. My desires. What is this called? Yemei Ratzon. Yemei Ratzon. How does Hashem judge me? How do I judge myself? I judge myself based on what? On what's deep in my heart. Deep, 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 deep down. You know that one of the challenges of us being in this yeshiva, as I say many times, this yeshiva is the easiest yeshiva and the hardest yeshiva. It's the easiest yeshiva. I'm changing it right now. Good. I just dropped. Thank you, Hashem. I'm changing it. I used to say it different. It's the easiest yeshiva in the world because you can do what you want. It's the hardest yeshiva in the world because you could do what you want. Yeah, thank you. That was a gift from Hashem. That was a gift from Hashem. I used to say, just to give credit to the old way of saying that you could do whatever you want to do. You could do you. You could be you. It's the easiest yeshiva in the world because you could be you. You could be yourself. So it's the easiest. It's the hardest because you have to be you. But I think it's deeper than that. You could do what you want. But now I got to figure out what I want. Deep down, what do I want? What do I really, truly want? Because if I want to be a big tzaddik and a Talmud Chacham, nothing is stopping you. If I want to be clean from my Averis, by the way, what's the first pasuk that we say about tshuva? What do we say? Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Everybody right here, right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, you could ask Yassel, where's Yassel Yudin? Yassel, Shkoyach Yassel. He could give you a whole shiur. Emir Tushem, this year, Emir Tushem will start giving over to the Olam some Pirkei Avos. For real. We'll start giving over. Chazara, we didn't talk about it. We'll talk about it. Emir Tushem, he finished Pirkei Avos last year. How many, what, he spent the entire, just tell you, he spent maybe how many minutes? 5, 10, 15 minutes a day? Wrote over the whole. He wrote over the entire Pirkei Avos. Yassel wrote over the entire Pirkei Avos. Now, why is that scary? What's scary is, and this is why I read the poem. Simcha, I might need you to unlock it over here. What?
3-1-4-0-5-0.
Right. And the more excited you get about that, the more excited that you now know his password, I would check yourself on that if you're very excited. So that's where, I mean, Simcha might be different. I hear that. I know, right? Like, what do you need to get into someone else's phone? Exactly. How deep is that, right? I gotta get into his phone. I gotta get into his phone. Can't get into this. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. It's that we are so powerful. Because if I'm clean, because if I'm pure, because if a kikara ve'lecha adavar ma'od, and that aveira is avar, and asara shiyoshvim, v'yesh b'neim divrei Torah shechina imayim. So if the pshat is, as the Ramchal says, he says, zrizus hu toiledes ha'eslatus ha'privi. By the way, everybody, I mentioned shalashudis about the Lamborghini. Just want to be clear, Rav Shia didn't even know what a Lamborghini is. That's amazing. So, right, Shua is the one who shared the, I call him Baba Shua, like Baba Sali. Yes, that's not, I don't think there's anyone else I call Baba that. But Shua's, Baba Shua, who is here from the founders of the yeshiva, was here from the beginning of the yeshiva, a big tzaddik, a big holy Jew, a very holy Jew. He's the one who said why there are no commercials for Lamborghinis, because anyone who could afford a Lamborghini is not watching any television. That was his and his working in and working out. Which one did you become in that contest? You won the what?
The top five for the top.
Top five of what?
Summer shredding with accomplished bodybuilding, classic physique.
That what?
Classic physique.
Right, classic physique. He's been in real. bodybuilding contest. But at the same time, he'll send me a picture of working in is harder than working out. So what does he say? What does the Ramchal say? Ramchal says, Mi shemargish atzmoy b'maisa ha-mitzah k'moy shumamar tunas ha-chitzoyna hu goyrim shetivar bo tunas ha-pnimis. He says, ha-cheshek v'cheifetz yiskaber bo v'yelach. When a person, and this is what I want to share with all of us, your emotion, they say, is motion. Motion, that's why it's working out and working in. Your motion and your emotion go very much together. When you're not feeling good about yourself and you're feeling down, as I was zocha to be blessed with on Rosh Hashanah a few years back, it's harder to get out of your head than it is to get out of bed. Getting out of bed is not difficult. It's not difficult to get out of bed. All you got to do, and I'm not saying that it's not hard for me sometimes to get out of my head in the morning, but it's not hard to get out of bed. All you do is you put your 2 feet on the floor. Sometimes you could be tired, but it's not hard. It might take a little bit of effort, but it's more getting out of one's head. When somebody is sleeping till 10, 11, 12, and there's zero judgment. If somebody is sleeping till 10, 11, 12, 1, 2 in the afternoon, he's not sleeping like that because of his bed. He's sleeping like that because of his head, or because of his anxiety, or because of his fears, or because of all of the stuff that he's told himself his whole entire life. Stop believing yourself and believe in yourself. Stop believing all the things you've told yourself. And I know I'm only talking cognitive. But that's where it begins. When you see the chevra jogging, when you see guys jogging around, have one conversation with Avrami Hoshander. And be very careful if you want to have a conversation. Be very careful if you want to have a conversation with Avram Schmuckler over here. Be very careful. We were in Poland together. We were staying, those who remember, we were staying in the Lubliner Yeshiva. We were staying in that hotel in Lublin. Yitz Hashem, we'll all together be zoicha to go back together, all of us. And I looked out the window. I don't know what time it was. It was definitely from the earlier times, because I remember we had to get out early to go to Maidanek. We had to get out early. And as I'm looking out, I think it was before we davened, I look out my window and I see Avram around. I saw you rounding, coming around. He's jogging in, you know, I don't know how cold it was. It was definitely not warm. I don't know if you had a shirt on or whatever it was. A tank top. Whatever. You know what I'm saying. He didn't have a shirt on. And no wonder he's smiling and writing in his notebook. They go together. That's kikaro ve'lecha adavar ma'od. When you tap into your heart, everyone wants to know. This really goes back to the dreaming. When you tap into your heart, you're on fire. A lion sleeps how many hours a day? Look it up. You won't believe me. 20 hours a day. Some say 22 hours a day. I guess it depends on the lion. A lion is a heart. What does that mean? Because when the lion is doing its thing, the lion is all, he could sleep. You know why he could sleep? Because he knows what he's got to do. Even though I heard a joke once, Baruch Hashem, the lion sleeps 20 hours a day. Imagine if the lion was up all day. We wouldn't exist because the lion would eat everybody. But what's the pshat? The pshat is a lion's heart. When you know what you got to do, if I know that I'm my Gehenim, even if the Gehenim, whatever Gehenim means, if I know that I'm clean and I'm good, maybe I just did tshuva already. Shabbos, what does it say? I'm saying this publicly to everybody, and Hashem It's not even a tefillah. Hashem, you know what I'm saying is true. This entire, the Gemara says, Kol HaShomer Shabbos Kilchasai Moichlin Lai Afilu Avad Avad Zara Kedarenosh. Even if you bow down to idols, which nobody here did. So imagine if we all, Friday afternoon, we're going like this, bowing down to some, you know, to something. Tesos. I don't know who that is. Imagine we all bow down Erev Shabbos while up Toyameh. We're bowing down. And then we had the Shabbos that we had together. We're moichel al kol avonosav. You're clean. You're fresh. And nobody here has done that. Yeah. We'll talk about it. It's a good kasha. How could that be? It's that easy? You know what the answer is? It's not me. I didn't say this. The Bible. The Torah says, it's that easy. My pashupshat explanation is, it's one of the reasons why someone who davens for the Amid is supposed to be a father and supposed to have children. You know why? Because I hope and pray everybody here, not that I even have to hope and pray, because I know you will, when your child does something wrong, your child does something, how easy are you going to be to forgive your child? Hashem is so easy in forgiving us. Ki karav elecha hadavar ma'od b'fichu b'lvavcha la'asoyisai. That's how much we need whatever we need. I don't even know how much forgiveness we need already. I'm not even sure what we need already. Maybe what we need is the recognition, and we need the, that's what maybe we need. Maybe we need that. Maybe we need the siyata d'shmaya to feel how close I am with Hashem and how easy it is. I'm in yeshiva, this entire yeshiva experience, Shabbos together. Mirtz Hashem, just wait till we talk about it, Yom Kippur. So we talk about Yom Kippur, it's like a Shabbos Shabbosan. We're all together, we were all together. That cleanses. But what's the problem? It's my light that I'm afraid of, not my darkness. The Yetzirah says, oh, you're dark, you're this, you're that. Because he knows if I would really tap into myself and tap into reality, then I'm like the lion. Then, oh boy, are we in trouble in a good way. Oh boy, are we in trouble in a good way. What does the Yetzirah do? The Yetzirah, Donnie, you remember this? Yetzirah is like a fly. Yetzirah is like a fly. Where do flies hang out? They hang out on the garbage. They hang out in the psoilus. When someone has a cut, they hang out on the cut. They hang out on the ugh. They don't hang out when something's fresh, when something's beautiful, when something is strong. We should all be zoiche, each and every one of us. Hashem's going to help us, I'm telling you. Hashem is going to help each and every one of us to realize how easy, you have to work smarter, not harder. It's not supposed to be so hard to connect to Hashem, to connect to the Torah. If you're not connecting, you got to ask yourself, what can I do? What can I do? Speak to somebody, speak to someone. It's not supposed to be so hard, as I think I said yesterday. What do we learn? What am I supposed to learn? What should I learn? That's like an illegal question to ask. What should I learn? What do you want to learn? What do I want to learn? I'm saying it now more publicly and being recorded, and I love it. If that means go to the beach, and that's what you want to do and you need to do, and that's good for you, then it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Okay, a person has to watch his eyes. That's a different thing. You have to watch your eyes. That has nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything. You want to go to the beach, you go to the beach. You want to play basketball, you play basketball. You want to hang out with your friends, you hang out with your friends. You want to come to the Beis Medrash, you want to learn Chumash, you learn Chumash. I think Rashi says, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. Ki ha-mitzvah azois. Ki karav eilecha adavar ma'id. Ki ha-mitzvah azois. You learn Gemara, you learn Likutei Maran, you learn Musar. Some people love Musar. Some people learn whatever you want to learn. Live the life that you want to live. That's what Hashem wants from each and every one of us. Ki karav eilecha adavar ma'ayid. It's so close to us. Okay. Quick halacha about Hilchos Lashon Hara. Baruch Hashem, we don't want to talk about any other person. It's not our business to talk about what somebody else is doing. We have no idea what's in someone else's heart. To talk negatively about someone's family. I heard that so-and-so's parents are dishonest. So-and-so's family is quarreling over their father's inheritance. You're not allowed to talk about someone else's family. Hashem should help us all as we begin a week. I'm so inspired by all of us sitting at 6:41 in the Beis Medrash. There's someone from yeshiva who came and said six from another yeshiva, and they came. They said, oh my gosh, Beis Medrash, second Seder is packed. I said, yeah, welcome to heaven. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Sure.